Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of No Small Roles, a D&D podcast where there are no small roles and no small alliance with the Prevost entourage.
No such thing.
Oh, very good.
I'm David Knight, your Dungeon Master, and I'm joined by these assassin hunters. So say hi, everyone.
Sneak, sneak, sneak.
Hello.
We're going to keep quiet. Yeah.
Assassin hunters, is that like you are hunters who are assassins or that you only hunt assassins?
We're hunting assassins.
We'll find out. Fingers crossed we are...
Hashassins. The etymology of the word.
I mean, we're technically assassins because we are taking the money as well.
That's true.
Well, that would just make you an assassin for hire.
Mercenary.
Yeah, I was going to say. A gun for hire.
Bounty hunter?
Are we the Mandalorian?
We have a license to
bounty
kill.
Bounty hunter, yeah.
Well, your targets might be making a quick exit, so if you want to decide whether or not you are the Mandalorian, shall I cue the theme tune?
Yeah.
This is the way!
Yeah, all right. Let's cue the theme tune!
Prepare your party of players and polyhedral dice. Your tragic backstory better be worth the sacrifice. Seize your sheets and D20.
Let's play D&D.
Your haggard character swaggers with daggers in each hand. You've all discussed what you must, but even best laid plans. Take a turn when checks are missed.
Roll initiative. Brandish your blades. Don't fail your saves. No risk too great, no choice too bold. This is your story. No doubts, no glory. Confront your fate with every roll. Every
inside, one who will pay the price. Their chance of success all rests upon the dice. No risk too great, no choice too bold.
This is No Small Roles.
So, having ripped out the spirit of a would-be assassin, you all gathered together to interrogate it and discover why it had attacked Tymon Prevost. Hiring a rowboat and skirting the city to avoid wary onlookers, the spirit of Dane Valior answered your questions, revealing that the assassination was all in the name of Havoc. You learned that Rings, real name Pellegrie, had teleported the body away and that the group's hideout was in Redwalk at Sallow 16. After a discussion about Enkidu's intention to take out Beryon, you arrived in Plumebridge, where Tymon and Kasula were staying in Doromanet House. You were allowed entry and met Tymon Prevost and the new Lord of Tillisham, Quince de Romanet. You all gathered in a sitting room to discuss what you'd learned, not only about the assailants, who Kasula confirmed were members of the Children of Havoc, but also Beryon's use of frosting. Without concrete proof of Beryon's actions, you were instead encouraged to pursue the Children of Havoc, and a price was agreed. And that's where we pick it up.
Bye.
So, Gaius... You were just shaking hands with Tymon Prevost, agreeing it was 1,000 gold, I think, for...
Each.
Not each. Not each. 200 each. 1,000 gold altogether to take out or apprehend the children. So Taimon brings his hand down and goes, so are you going to go now or
wait for the cover at nightfall?
I think time is of the essence.
Do you want us to secure some allies with you to bolster your numbers?
Yeah.
Is that something?
Please.
Oh, yes, yes, please.
Well, there are a number of avenues that we could take. I could contact the Veil Guard, the constabulary in the city.
Are they very fast and are they very quiet? Or are they very clunky and moving around really loudly?
It'd probably make a scene, yes, to get the stags along, but at least they're there.
That's an option.
Let us go in first and have them as backup.
Yeah, good idea. Yes. Yeah, they're outside waiting on our signal.
We need to go now and go stake them out. Because they could be moving now. They could be already relocating.
That's true. But two thoughts. Number one, who are the other allies? Tell me that in a second. The first thought, though, is maybe the stags could be, like, out the front or something, making a bit of a racket. Whoa, we're here to tax inspect or whatever they do. And then we could sneak in the back or through a window or something.
The stags really sounds like a stag do.
Yeah.
We need reconnaissance first. We need to see if there is a back exit in the first place.
That's true. Sorry, who were the other allies? Just so we know what our options are.
Quince kind of leans forward and he goes, well, after the Arcanist Consortium have taken up some residence in Tillersham, I've formed a strong bond with a few of them.
Oh, have you?
I could ask for some aid in this case. What was her name? Zeravir Tarek, the Arcanist that I speak to quite regularly.
Which one was Zeravir Tarek? Is that the one that we met in Tillersham?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's probably not a good idea.
Well, it doesn't have to be her. I could at least contact the consortium, considering the magical power that these people possess. It could be useful in some way.
You know what? It might not actually be a bad idea. The more powerful allies we have, the better our chances of success. It's just that us five as a group could probably do more quiet work while we have numbered a more powerful people to back us up if anyone escapes through the front or if we get overwhelmed by numbers, we have to back and retreat.
They turn invisible.
It's nice to have fail-safes in this situation.
Okay, so what we're thinking of doing then is that we go ahead, we scout out, we sneak in.
Yeah.
These guys, our backup with all the armor and all the magic, are like one block down, like maybe like a few, like just a little bit off the beaten track around the corner. We send up a signal when shit goes down and then they come in charging, just in case.
Maybe within range of a message.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Absolutely.
How do we have communications? Because Miss Septon can only do one person at a time. Is there any way we can relay and report back to you?
So the group kind of looks around and goes, we're not that magically inclined, says Quince. Casula, does any of your husband's gadgetry, do you have any of that about? She kind of tilts her head and sort of shakes it a little bit and says, not that I got working. And they're normally just one way or the other. I have a messaging stone, but it really only connects to his messaging stone, and that's not here.
Wow.
All right.
That sounds cool.
Gwendolyn kind of takes in that Casula has a messaging stone to her dad. It's like, okay.
I'd love to look at that sometime.
Me too, actually, yes.
Oh, are you interested in how it's made as well?
Go over. Yes, fascinated,
oh, cool.
Actually.
Oh,
yes.
We can have a look at it if you don't mind.
Yes, but yes, but obviously we actually have...
Now's not quite the time.
Now's not the time. Let's keep this on track.
No, sorry. No, I'm just really curious how it's designed.
Ori, what about your book? What about your book, buddy?
Oh, yeah, I could write to you. That's true. Yep, I could write to you if we need to.
So that's another...
Also, I can only message people one by one, but I could be like... Now.
If they're all together, maybe outside, you know, all within range of each other, they can.
Yeah, there can be a team leader.
Juna, do you have to know the person?
Yes,
you have to know the person. Then, like, it needs to be like someone in this room right now needs to be with those people.
No. But if Zeravir comes, we know them.
Okay, fine.
That's true.
So that's the deal then.
Ikiru looks to oh gosh, what's his name? Nervously to see how he took on this slip that we know Zeravir.
Oh, Quince.
Yeah, Quince. Because
you can make an insight check if
you
like.
Yeah, please. Because we've been told to keep Sturm about Tillersham. And now he's the Lord of Tillersham.
I think that's fairly open information. I could be wrong, but given that Zeravir turned up in Tillersham.
It's a six.
Yeah, the
fairly
whole
openly.
No.
Yeah, but the Okay.
Orin wouldn't say anything about Heron or anything like that, but okay. Zerevir is...
I mean, but this would be the first confirmation in the conversation that you've been to Tillisham.
Exactly.
Oh, fair.
That's why. But it's a six anyway, so I probably don't see anything.
It's a six. Yeah, no, he seems just distracted. He's listening intently to everybody, but you don't notice any reaction from him.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the plan then, guys?
Okay, yeah.
So I'll contact Zerevir.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Timon will get a unit of the stags to loiter nearby.
Yeah.
And they'll be ready for your signal?
Yes.
Yes, I mean, I imagine we're going to need backup pretty soon. They were quite difficult to handle, just two of them, when we don't know who else is there.
Yes, indeed.
They're very tricksy.
In which case, I shall go and contact her immediately. And he pushes himself up and walks downstairs to go and speak to a servant.
Kasula, would you be able to... How well do you know the city? Would you be able to guide us to where we think it is?
She kind of tilts her head a little bit and says, I certainly could, but I wouldn't be in any position to fight in my present state.
Of course, sorry. You've been through it quite a bit today. Perhaps you could give us directions.
Yes. I think Quince has some maps around. Give me a moment and I'll double check. I'll secure the exact location for you.
While she's doing that, I'm going to approach Gwendolyn. Don't know what name to say. just like lower my voice and say, how fit is she looking? Is she looking badly hurt?
She needs to rest. She needs to heal.
Ah, okay. I maybe thought it would have been a good idea to have a captain and direct the guards.
Perhaps.
I mean, if she needs healing, I mean, I could heal her.
That's kind of you, Miss Septhorne, but your resources, we might need everything we've got in there.
Yes.
But is it better to have Kasula with us than
Well,
some
I think
of my
Enkidu perhaps makes a good point if she would be willing to be with the stags, but I think she will volunteer what she can do. If she doesn't offer it, then it means it's not appropriate. She won't put herself in a situation that would make things worse while she's healing.
I understand. Okay, that's fine.
Timon sort of tilts his head, half listening to this conversation. He says, and I have hired her to protect me, so I would much prefer if she stayed.
Of course, yes. I've just, she was such a great teacher of mine. I'm always love any opportunity to fight alongside her, so.
Oh, I've seen her in action many times, and phenomenal woman.
Wow.
Yes.
You know, your noblestness, just checking, like, have you got, like, anything?
You can just call me Timon, it's fine.
Oh, T-Dog, okay, cool. So the thing is...
not quite what I said. But,
okay, Timon, like, here's the thing. I want to be healed in a way, but not in a way that's, like, you know, physical. I want, like, you know, spiritual, like, magical healing, or, you know, just some parts of me that are missing. Maybe just form back, maybe in the form of slots. Have you got anything?
Oh my gosh.
He looks very confused. Turns to the priestess in the room. Goes, Sister Relietta, are you able to fill this man's slots?
Oh my gosh, that's so wrong.
And she again tilts her head and is like, no. Rest, that'll do, yeah.
Alas, I cannot. We must leave soon.
How about this, Orin? How do you communicate with Aggie?
Just talk to her.
You can talk to her. Okay, yeah. But over long distances.
Oh, I think only over the distance that I can talk to a human. I don't think she'll understand me from any further away than that.
I can bring Rowana back. It's not quite been as long as I said, but if we need her for this and it's more important than what she's doing, I can bring her back.
Are you sure? I mean, it would be very helpful to get eyes on the place before we move out there to see if they're still there, for one.
I can send Aggie in ahead of us going in, but she'd have to come back out again and report and hopefully not get, you know, an arrow through her. Thanks, Aggie.
Why don't I bring back Rowana? It's been nearly 48 hours. It might mean, Orin, that she won't get your things.
Oh, yeah. I feel like this is more urgent, probably.
It is more urgent, isn't it?
I'm not going to forget about the things, though.
No. Well, she might know something. And with that, Juna brings Rowana back, which is not a ritual, is it?
No. That's just a, yeah.
Because We don't have time for that.
No, we don't have time for that.
Juno, why are you getting an hour's worth of
it? No,
because she's already up and active. It's just a sort of pop in, pop out type of a situation.
Yeah.
I can't remember what form she was in. She was a bird.
She's a hawk.
Hawk at the moment. Yeah.
Which is pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
So when she pops back in, she's definitely halfway through eating a mouse. And she's just like,
yeah.
Swallows it. And just kind of reorientates herself in the room.
No time to talk right now, Ruana, but we've got a bit of a sticky wicket situation.
There's nodding. There's Hawk nodding. Hawk shrug.
Basically, you're going to go in first, Ruana, and scope it out. I'll be your eyes.
We'll certainly help if we can get a bird's eye view as well first.
Hey!
Does she want a teapot goose, or is it a bit more of a stealthy kind of thing?
I think stealthy, stealth. Buddy.
Okay. Aggie, stay with us.
Ruana shoots Aggie a look like, sorry, that's what they decided.
Oh, wow.
Kasula comes back in with a map of the city, a much more detailed map than the pamphlet that you received.
Thank you.
This one doesn't have the tourist sites marked on it.
No, it's all actual street names and things. And she points out and she says, so I've been looking in Redwalk and there is a courtyard to the north that's named Sallow.
Right.
That's the only sallow I can see there.
Courtyard.
That's where we've got to start.
Okay.
So from the looks of it, if you follow the main Red Walk up to the northern end of the district, then it should be just off of there to the east.
Near Brewerken?
Yes, not too far, just on the border.
Okay.
All right, let's get moving.
Let's go.
Okay.
Rana sort of starts flying just ahead of them.
Guy, put that candlestick down.
Damn it. And he puts it down.
As you sort of start making your way downstairs and sort of Timon and Kasula give you nods of goodbye, you see Quince in the middle of writing a note and handing it over to a messenger who runs out the door. He says, I didn't really know where to suggest a meeting place, so I just told them to contact you. I gave her your descriptions, and hopefully that should be enough. And your names.
Yes. You weren't able to give her the address, Sallow 16.
I did, more in case you wanted to meet somewhere.
Of course.
Not there.
At least they know the rough direction to head in.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Yes. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Just before we leave, who's got healing potions on them? Just checking.
Ooh, I think I might have one.
Don't know if I do.
Not anymore. Oh, I didn't buy any.
You bought ingredients and we haven't made them into healing potions yet.
Shit.
We need to do that.
Can't we say we did that? Because we traveled on... How long did we travel for?
It was a good 5-6 day travel.
Yeah, can't we say we did that on that?
Yeah.
Because we didn't roll.
There's no way Orin wouldn't have gone.
Exactly. Yeah. He loves bloody brewing stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Do you need me to roll anything?
Yeah.
That's a retcon.
That's a retcon.
That is an abracadabra retcon.
let's just retcon the brewing of some potions.
Yeah, feel free to make an intelligence check.
He's a nice DM.
Just intelligence?
No, make it arcana. Arcana.
You don't want alchemist supplies or...
It's up to you. You can do it with alchemist supplies or your arcana. One or the other.
Can I do alchemist supplies, please?
Go for it.
Abracadabra.
Abracadabra. It's 504.
Oh, not great.
501.
19.
So, yeah, with a 19, using the ingredients that Enkidu's gotten, you actually managed to brew a greater potion of healing.
Ooh.
4d4 plus 4.
Wow. Yeah. There you go. You got that, Enkidu.
Okay, cool.
I do not have any other potions.
In dire need, I will transport that to someone.
Have we mentioned that we've leveled up as well?
We've leveled up, mentioned.
Listeners.
It's been so long.
That's a good point.
First time in like a year.
Yeah, leveled up. I figured you've been traveling enough.
The presence of Kasula has helped me level up.
Yeah. You've all just had some stress that's taught you many things about yourselves.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, everyone has had some real moments since we last leveled up.
Yeah. I've been reading my history textbooks.
Yeah.
Akita's been training at night because he can't sleep.
June has been learning how to use her tattoo kit properly.
Ooh, yeah.
And eating Juna's cooking has improved Gwendolyn's constitution.
Oh, backhanded compliment.
I know, right?
Was it?
No, of course not, Vicky.
Poor Gina's cooking. I nearly took chef's feet, I'll have you know.
Oh, my gosh. Just to stick it to Daryl.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing I don't need to eat anymore.
I was only joking.
You feed people worms one time.
I liked them. I ate them.
Goodness me. Once is enough.
Guy's been leveling up, I guess, by like performing like songs in, by the campfires and things. And going through like a process of like you guys saying like, yeah, we like that one, or no, we don't like that one, or yeah, keep working on something like that. And so through...
He's been to the judge's house on X Factor.
Yeah, absolutely. Because yeah. Now he's got someone on the road who listens to him and who can give him constructive feedback.
He's got someone who tells him when he's played a shit song.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay, that's how you do it better. That's amazing. So you all make it out.
Yeah.
You start heading across the city following the directions that Kasuda's given you. Can one of you make an investigation check?
Can we also use like Orin's back alley?
Natural back alley skills.
Yeah, that's what it's basically an investigation check to find the quickest route there. Even though, Kasula has like shown you the map and like pointed at where it is and like probably the easiest route to get there. Make a check for how long it takes, basically.
Is this a straight roll, or is this advantage, just so I know?
Advantage, because it's a group of you travelling together.
Because that was not great.
We got a 17.
Oh, it was marginally better, but it was not amazing. 17.
It's exactly.
Vicky, the prediction.
I have one with Juna.
Didn't you say something about natural ones being 17s now?
Well, if I abracalads it, sorry, I mean, if I...
Yeah, he said it.
No, dear match.
I listened to the disdain Ben had for that word in the NSQ this morning.
Abracadabra.
And what a changed man you are. Days
if
later.
If I flash of genius it, that would be a 22, but I'm not going to waste a flash of genius on that.
I'm not going to waste a flash of genius just to get a 22 when I can get a 30. Oh, abracalad.
This is listeners, this is one of my new things. I'm now an expert in investigation. Thanks to my lovely
I don't acknowledge the word expert, Ben. I think you're an abracadabra.
You're an abracadabra investigation. Yeah. So, in which case, it only takes you a couple of hours. It's still a big city. You still got to cross a bridge before you even get there. But, yeah, you do find yourself crossing past the Feather Pillow through Wrighton and up into Redwalk. And the main street that runs the length of this district, you can see why this place is called Redwalk. It's because it's got a red paved road.
Oh, follow the red paved road. No.
Yeah. the yeah, like a red paved, quite a wide, probably fit four carriages side by side.
Whoa, it's a dual carriageway. Whoa.
It's a dual carriageway that runs right up the center of this district. There are tons of shops on either side, and
Kido, look at all these shops.
Focus.
And at this time of night, obviously everything's closing up, but the taverns are getting lively and there's still quite a few people out and about, going home, going out for dinner, all of those kinds of things, going out on the lash. And as you reach the northern end, you start carving your way through some alleyways until eventually you reach Sallow.
Mild retcon. On the way, can I have just floated a quick idea to the group?
Yeah.
That Oren's been thinking about the bit of paper that they got, that they found, that Guy found, I should say, in Mal's notebook.
Oh.
And he's just going to float the idea that DR Lycan from that bit of paper is an anagram of children.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
Same amount of letters.
Children of...
If it's... Why the... And Akido will look at the remember the note that DR was capitalized, was it? Lycan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless that's a way to throw us off, I'm not so sure.
The S and the B in Stewbar were both capitalized, and they're not in Brutus, unless Brutus spells his name in a really weird way, Guy.
Hmm. It wasn't really a writing kind of guy.
I mean, Oren, it's an interesting thought, but...
Yeah.
I mean, we won't know for sure unless we bust the place up. So,
what is it that they said that they'd got, the Dr. D.R. Lycan?
They've got lot 066, which we think is the stone cylinder, due to be received by Rings, which is Pellegrin? Pellegrin. Pellegrin?
Yes.
Pellegrin.
In Red Lorraine, Medrivane.
Also, David, like, as we've been walking, can we have been talking about kind
plans.
Of our strategy?
Yeah, 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 absolutely. Yeah.
Second soft retcon.
So, what's the plan? Should we get Ruana to see what the building looks like from above? Yeah. Scout around a bit that way? Do we want to separate? Do we want to all go in together?
I don't think separating.
We probably want to see, like, where there might be some windows or some out exterior, you know, like entrances and exits.
Yeah.
Also, maybe just seeing if there's anybody that looks shifty going in and out.
I tell you what, let's send Ruana over and around. I'll be able to see what she can see. So I'll sort of tell you what's going on and we can go from there.
And what are we doing? Are we trying to capture them? Kill them?
That's a good question.
Is there any pubs that are like have outdoor table seating or anything like that? That's nearby. That's within eyeshot of the place.
Not of the courtyard.
Okay, cool.
You've not actually been able to get to the center of the courtyard yet, so you're still kind of like following streets down toward it, and you know you're getting close, which is probably why you've stopped.
We're not stopped. We're walking and talking.
Like as you're walking and talking, but like
we don't want to waste time.
Yeah, but I mean, like as you approach, yeah. Like yeah, you've not seen the courtyard, so you can't say where the good vantage points are yet.
Okay, fine.
And just remember, these guys kind of know what we look like now. I think it's a case that we just like, you know, go in there and take these guys out. These are bad, bad people. And, you know, they might have some, you know, evidence. We've tried to get evidence verbally from, you know, people and stuff, but just hasn't worked out. Maybe if we're quick enough and we prioritize like hard evidence, like writing or anything like that, that's going to be like the most useful thing for us. And if they're alive, then they're going to try and like, you know, get rid of it or whatever.
Do you think we could try and get this evidence sneaking past them first? Maybe overhearing? I'm sure it's part of a bigger plan, bigger things going on. If we just kill our sources of information, we might miss out on an opportunity.
Yeah.
They might not give us the choice.
Of course. Yeah. If we need to defend ourselves, we need to defend ourselves. But surely we should try and get as much information first rather than going in there all guns blazing, whatever guns are.
Yeah, I think scout first and then see how the situation unfolds.
Yeah, I think we stay together and we communicate.
We're going to have backup as well, like people who can have the power to arrest.
Yeah,
these people.
And also, if attempting to kill them isn't necessarily going to do much anyway, as we've learnt, because they seem to have the power to just pop back again.
Unless you cut their finger off.
Oh, yeah, because wasn't it like the ring?
Well, we'll try and get the rings off them. Any jewellery, anything that looks like a magical item. But rings seem like the best thing to go for, seeing as their leader is called Rings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good shout.
Interesting fella.
And obviously, if when we meet Zerevir later, we stick to our cover that we're here for the spoon competition, but I happen to bump into my old master and we're trying to help them out.
Yeah.
Which is...
The truth.
Which is the truth. Just to make sure we're all on the same page.
Just to make sure we all have the same truth.
Yes.
Just to remind myself, didn't Zerevir sort of have a way of convincing people that they really should tell her exactly what she wanted to know?
Yes.
She does have that.
Yes.
So we fight alongside her and don't stick around.
Well, if she tries that, I can stop her from doing it. So.
Okay.
She also has no reason to suspect that we would be investigating.
No, it's just we were here, her name was brought up, we remembered her from before. That's it.
Yeah.
But what if she calls us a bunch of meddling kids? Because, you know, that's a stereotype.
Well, then we pull her face off and find whose face is underneath her.
Oh my gosh.
It was the groundskeeper the whole time.
Oh, look, Ruana.
Yeah, Ruana's flying off. Ruana's going to go and scout.
Those bits of conversation have happened during the journey.
During the walk, exactly. Yeah,
like, it's not taken any of our extra time, has it, David?
No.
Thank you.
So how close do you get before Ruana flies even further ahead?
Find a kind of corner, dark alley or something like that. And I'll activate the Armor of Shadows, so pass without a trace on everyone.
Ooh.
Nice.
The next hour.
Nice.
Ooh. In the darkened alley, Gwendolyn will put over her kind of shabby cloak and take her hat off, cover up what she's wearing.
Cool. In which case, can you make a perception check for Ruana, please?
So this is as a hawk, right?
As a hawk.
That would be... A 23.
Ooh.
Very nice.
Well done, Ruana.
Incredibly impressive. For a 23, as you sort of close your eyes and watch her fly over the buildings.
And I hold Gwen's hand. because I can't now
yeah.
see.
Yes.
And I assume that you're like verbally describing what she can see.
Yeah.
She swoops over the courtyard and very quickly surmises that this is a residential spot. In the center of the courtyard is a large willow tree that sort of fills a green space. But beyond that, all of the buildings are four stories high in a square around it. Four stories high, they've got painted shutters. Some of them are open, some with washing hanging out of the through the slats of the shutters. And she does a quick sort of circle around the tree. And in almost every window in every room, it's families. It's people that have just come home from work. It is people starting to have a drink before they go out for the night. It's very homely and suburban. Just flats.
Are there any numbers on any of the buildings?
Yeah. So as she sort of swings around, perches herself on a little bench to one side, she clocks Sallow 16. It's a green door at the northern end of the courtyard. Slightly chipped paint. And again, four stories. And there are lights on all four stories. But with a 23, she has a quick fly through. Not through the building, but like tries to catch a glimpse into each of the floors. And she knows for certain. So the ground, first and second floors is all young families. She can't see into the top floor. But she swings back round, sort of perches down again. And then even while she's there, she sees one of the young families coming out, sort of mum, dad, three kids, sort of probably about 8 to 13. Arguing away, walking out, but as they walk out of the front door of 16, she then catches a glimpse that the stairs also go down.
Oh.
But yeah, apart from that, there seems to be a few people just sort of sat out beneath the willow tree, having the weather's quite nice. It's quite a warm spring evening. So everyone's kind of in just a light mood. And yeah, there's like a young couple sat under the tree. There's a couple of friends that have, yeah, bought a bottle of wine with them and some bread and cheese and that. And they're just sort of all chatting away quite cheerily.
Kind of just want to join them.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's stairs going down and Ruana couldn't see in the top floor.
Okay, so it could be top or bottom.
Yeah.
And if we want to go into this courtyard, we're going to not want to raise suspicion, cause suspicion.
Absolutely.
Are there any like side alleys or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
Any like, you know, bird's eye view. Back doors?
Oh, let me just look through Rwanda's
eye. Oh, my gosh.
So not to the back of 16. She sort of flies around and 16 back straight onto another building. But there are quite a few small alleyways that run down each of the buildings. Specifically looking at 16 and looking for like other ways in and out. There is another entrance to the main stairwell that she can see, like a second door, but it just leads to the same place from the side of the building rather than the front.
Are there fewer people on that side?
A little bit less. There's it's as it sort of comes off of an alleyway. There are people like sort of passing by, but it's perhaps a little bit less noticeable than walking in through the main courtyard.
That could be a more favorable entrance.
I wonder whether as we cross the courtyard, we not split up, but we look more like, I don't know, a couple or a wing thruple or a granddaughter and grandmother as we sort of pass and then sort of convene to go inside.
I'm for that idea. We're too big of a group to travel together for the purpose of an infiltration. So yeah, I'm in favour of splitting up and reconvening at the entrance.
Okay.
Do we want to... Can anybody disguise themselves without being too much of a drain on their resources? Or I use their charm and charisma?
You could just sneak.
I can.
I think I'd rather leave my magic for what might be on the other side.
Yeah, the disguise self-projector looking a little on the blink, but might work.
So we've got a wide space to cross to get to Sallow. To the building.
There are, if you were to head straight there, you could probably skirt some like side alleys and side roads to come in at an entrance of the courtyard slightly closer.
Yeah.
But it is quite a large courtyard. Quite a square.
Okay, I'll disguise myself. I don't mind doing that bold move here. I'm happy to go and speak to the couple, you know, nonchalantly. I just want to just check if they're like not scouts or anything. I could disguise myself as that guy, the assassin, and then like walk up and be like, hey, have you seen anybody? And then I'll rendezvous back with you guys at the door.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Even if you're saying that you're friends with somebody or that could live there, it seems like several different people live in the building, so they might not know each other super well to know who lives there or to know who's friends with people, if that makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
You could be a brother visiting out of town and you've heard this is where they live or...
Okay.
I don't know. Whatever you want to do, but...
Oh, I'll think of something.
Okay.
And shall we stay here or do you want us to sneak in while you're doing that? Sneak over while you're doing that?
I think sneak out while I'm doing that because you never know, it might be some sort of a distraction. But yeah, I'll do that and then I'll keep an eye peripherally where you guys is going.
Okay.
Okay.
Gwendolyn, you hear a voice in your head.
Okay.
That you recognize very quickly as Zerevir Tarik.
Here we go.
Uh-oh. And she says, the Arcanist Consortium is on their way. If you want to look first, I'd be quick.
Thank you, Zerevir. We are about to move. We think they're either in the basement or the attic.
Sort of the connection forms again. I've been removed from this job. I'm not sure why.
Hmm?
So get in and out as quickly as you can.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. We will. We're on it. Thank you, Zerevir, for the warning. Okay, yeah. Zerevir has been removed from this job and the Arcanist Consortium is on their way, so I think we've just disturbed the anthill and we need to get in sooner now.
Okay.
Keep calm. Let's move quietly. Okay. A pair at a time. If anyone receives word from Prevus or what's-his-face, tell the guard to take the top as it's easier for soldiers to exit from an elevated position rather than fighting in the basement where there's a choke point. So let's go quietly, in pairs, quickly.
How near
are we? We're going to the top then.
Maybe people who can fly go to the top and people who can't to the bottom.
It'd be quicker if we all go to the same place together.
Maybe, not splitting up right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going for the basement.
Basement. The soldiers can go basement. Up top because they can get out easier.
Am I doing my disguise thing or are we just rushing this?
Let's just go in.
I think we're going.
Let's rush. Okay. And Kidu, how near do we need to stick to you to get in your smoky armory? Woobadoobadoo.
Daryl will say it's a range of 30 feet.
Oh, great.
Cool.
We go, we stealth. Yeah. We're
stealth, plus 10 to stealth.
But looking really nonchalant and having a lovely summer evening as possible.
Yeah. Well, also hiding in smoke.
Yeah.
A darkness passes through the courtyard.
Nothing to hear.
I also say, how stealthily are you going? Are you just marching across? Are you trying to like dart in from a closer alleyway? Essentially, are you going to be making a stealth check to approach?
Dart in from a closer alleyway, because anyone can watch us walk across,
So,
amazing.
Yeah.
In which case, if
stick
you could
to
all
the
make
edges.
Stealth checks, please.
Plus 10, guys, plus 10.
We haven't done this
plus
for a while,
10?
Guys.
As we are going that way, I'm going to send Ruana up.
Cute.
Nice.
That's not good.
Do you want me to roll for Aggie if Aggie's with us, or...
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I think she'd be quite obvious otherwise.
Cool. Fair.
Okay. Do I need to make one for Ruana going up?
I think a hawk flying around is less obvious than a robotic goose. Yeah.
I mean, both me and Ruana completely messed this one up.
Wow. Okay. Oh. I rolled a 9, but I still got a 25.
Abracalabs!
Yes!
But I can do it too! I'm an abracalad.
I got an 18 for stealth.
You got more than 18? It's plus 10.
Oh, then 28, sorry.
Oh, amazing.
Abracalad!
I forgot about the plus 10.
So 19 for me and also Ruana.
19. So is 19 the lowest?
No, I got a 16.
Oh, God.
Come on, Elden.
Okay.
It was my dice. Is that how D&D works?
Can I just say, I rolled an 18 plus a 7 plus a 10, which gives me 35.
Yes! Oh,
Batman! I have a mask, I have a cape, I am the shadows, I am Batman!
I am the knight! Yes!
I am the
Oh my god.
You just hear a guy's loot.
You can't see him, but that's all you hear.
I'm imagining as we go across the courtyard, it's only fools and horses, the fancy dress party. Imagine that in the darkness.
Yeah.
Well, that we're the only fools and horses, or they are.
It's us.
Oh, yeah.
So, all in all, that was a very good stealth roll, and considering the balance between Gaius and Gwendolyn. Gwendolyn, what is it you get distracted by as you're crossing?
Oh, no.
I'm looking at the happy romantic couple under the willow tree and thinking of Dwayne.
Oh, someone ring Jeremy Cobb.
It kind of helps that the couple as well, it's like quite a tall woman with a fairly short man, so you're like, it could be us.
Oh. And then he turns into a dragon and flies away.
Oh my goodness, so relatable.
So, as you approach the side door, it opens quite easily, and it opens out into...
Put your thieves' tools away, Orin.
But I'm better at them now.
To a little corridor of, like, post boxes.
Ooh, more evidence of postal systems in this world.
Postal systems! with all of the different, sort of, each of the different flats in the building, each of the apartments labelled like A, B, and C, blah, blah, blah.
Are they labelled with anything that gives the game away? Is there any indication on the...
Just letters. Okay. So, like 16 A to E is what you see.
Oh.
Okay. There isn't an H for Havoc.
Can we look at A and E?
Yeah, any post in A or E?
No post in either A or E, unfortunately for you.
Is there a flat 66?
There's not, no. So, you reach the stairs, and yeah, the stairway goes up and it goes down, and goes down just one floor that you can see. Which way are you going?
Down.
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 Down. Cool. So you wander down?
Oh, I didn't like that call.
No, I didn't.
Do you want me to leave Aggie here on the stairs as a thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we look out for any trip wires, anything that might be a detection sort of gadget?
You are welcome to make an investigation check, yeah.
He says, hoping I was saying that. I was going to say that. Investigation, that's going to be a 17.
A 17. So there's nothing on the stairs. No tripwires, no anything that looks dangerous. No, like, surveillance systems, especially having been through the Vondel sort of surveillance system a few times. You're kind of like, I know what I'm looking for.
Varying levels of success.
Yeah. And there's nothing like that. However, when you get to the bottom of the stairs, it kind of curves around a corner to a door. And that door, as you're looking at it, you do spot a couple of arcane runes just around the lock.
Okay.
They're quite small, but as you sort of like push ahead and start checking it all, yeah, you stop at the doorway and there's a few arcane symbols just around the lock.
By the way, I'm just going to leave Aggie on the ground floor, if I may, and I'm going to get her to sort of look as much like a teapot as normal. So there's just like a teapot sat there and just say, okay. Honk loudly and run downstairs if lots of people start coming down these stairs, okay?
Love it.
Where's the wand? The dispel magic wand?
Somewhere on a road with a thieving little...
Fuck!
All that useless stuff that got stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Useless. Shady!
We weren't going to catch that fucker anyway. But,
no, you're the one who said it was useless.
It was mostly useless.
Burn. That's a grease burn.
It's all right. When all this is over, Rihanna... Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Under my umbrella.
Rwanda, my stuff is.
Oren, do you have anything like dispel or anything?
No, just that wand.
Okay, who's good at lux? Because, like, I could give it a go.
I've got dispel and that spell.
I'm sure Miss Setthorn
and I
are
good with lux.
Decently adept at picking lux.
Me too.
And me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
somebody
but,
do it.
But
quick.
This is no ordinary luck. This is an arcane luck.
Yeah, I know. As soon as we fiddle with it, they'll know we're here.
Can I have a look at the runes first before someone tries to fiddle with it?
Yeah.
See if I can see anything about. Thank you. You know what I'm angling for.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. 26.
Ooh. So, It's just a fortification of the lock.
Okay.
As you're sort of studying these runes, there's nothing explosive about them.
Okay.
There's nothing that's going to trigger some kind of alarm in any way. You're quite happy and secure with that. It's basically just doubling down on keeping this door sealed.
I explain that.
Whilst he's been doing that, I'm going to just take a moment to just look through Ruana's eyes.
Mm-hmm. So she's flown up and sort of perched on the window ledge of the top floor. Is she going to fly into the room?
I think if she can't see much going on from the outside, she's not going to be safe. So she's going to be as stealthy as possible, but sort of try and get inside to really see what's going on.
Yeah. What she sort of surmises from all of the shutters of that floor is that they've been covered up on the inside as well. So any kind of like try to peek through, it's almost like there's a shutter and a curtain. And so whilst it's clear that there is light on, she can't see anything and she can't tell if there's any movement in there.
Cool.
Did she come in upstairs up the stairs to go in that
no,
way?
She's
or is
gone,
that she's still on
she's
the outside?
Still on the outside.
Outside of the building.
So right. I think whilst we're doing what we're doing, she will try to do exactly that, sort of try and fly down.
Cool, how successful
she is, I don't know. But she will try and do that.
She's going to walk up the stairs. This is going to be a little hawk walking up the stairs. going
so
past the teapot.
She'll do lots of like casual, I'm a hawk hanging out in a courtyard flying around.
Cool.
But not inside.
She's not going inside.
Yeah. She'll in the courtyard. And then sort of like, she's just sort of like, she's a stupid bird who's just flown in from the outside.
Okay.
Cool. So around the courtyard, but not into the stairwell that you are.
Yeah.
No, she's going in the stairwell.
But up rather than down.
Yeah, so at the moment, she's flown up to the top window. So she's going to fly down in the door we've come in.
I don't know why I'm getting so confused.
I thought Ruana was outside trying to fly into the window.
Yeah, so
I didn't know
she
followed us inside.
Currently outside trying to get in the window at the top.
Yeah.
But like, she can't get in from the outside, she's going to try and like fly in
through the door
and go up the stairwell.
Up the stairwell to try and get in the door of the flat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we maybe have a clean take of that?
Yeah. It's because you said like out inside the courtyard and I was like, so inside the outside?
Yeah.
Confuse me.
She was doing like inside the courtyard acting.
Acting, yeah.
That was her motivation.
That was her motivation.
Yeah.
So then it's like when she flies in, it's like she's just like happened to have flown in from the courtyard, not as a hawk spying on naughty people.
Nice. Yeah, I get it.
I think I went into just a bit too much detail with what Ruana is up to.
I think that's in.
Okay.
just
as a little addition then, as she flies stupidly in through the door, that she will just notice a little teapot just go quietly as she flies by.
Amazing. So down at the door where the actual action of the episode is.
No,
this is a Ruana
check on the
first.
Who is going to try to pick the lock?
I'll pick the lock, but at a distance. May I borrow someone's tools?
Oh yeah, you can borrow these ones if you want.
Yeah, sure.
That the only thing that didn't get nicked.
Aaron will probably place them in the mage hand.
Okay.
So Akita will back up a fair distance, so as long as he can see the door. Use the mage hand to unlock.
You can certainly give it a try.
We all go behind the corner.
Can you make a dexterity arcana check?
Ooh.
Are you proficient in arcana?
I don't think so.
Well, then it basically just be a straight dexterity.
Okay. So, dex it is.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's a natural 5. Eight.
Great. So the hand, the thing with lock picks and stuff, like it is easier with two hands. So the mage hand like floats over almost like chopstick wise and is trying to hold them all and like gets it into the lock. You've got enough skill to do that. But like the actual like figuring it out, like you can all hear it clicking a little bit, but the mage hand is making zero progress. Almost drops them at one point. And then just like kind of, it almost gives you a shrug back, Enkidu.
It's like an
emoji
open,
hand.
Like, what do you want from me?
What do you want?
I'm a mage hand.
We never figured out if you have your own consciousness, did we?
I think that's answered it.
Can it try again or just let someone else have a try?
I don't mind trying.
Yeah.
With my actual hands.
Yeah, go on.
Who's your funny friend, Enkidu? The big guy.
Cal.
I imagine it's like the embody of like Cal almost, where it's like, oh no, no.
It's ham hands. It's big ass ham hands.
I like it's almost that it should be Hina up there doing it, but for some reason Cal's like, oh, give it a go.
Guys, please, finesse. How many times have we broken into places?
So Oren, you step forward.
I'll give it a go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thieves tools?
Yeah, thieves tools check.
Okay. Non-natural 20?
Non-natural 20? You hear some clicks, and it feels like if it weren't for the extra magical protection on this lock, that should do it.
I should have flashed a genius tip.
But like, as you try to like just force that last bit around, there is resistance, and you think if you force it much more, you're going to break your lock picks.
I look over and do a little shrug.
I feel like the time for stealth is over. Let's barge in.
Can I give it one last shot?
Yeah, go for
okay.
it. Do you want to use my tools?
One last shot.
I'll leave them in there.
I'm super keen now. I've seen loads of people doing it. Okay, here we go. Right, David, just to check, what kind of roll is this? Dexterity or sleight of hand?
So I'll let you do a thieves' tools or a sleight of hand check.
Is there any way to give assistance, like listening for the clicks in the door to see if there's any extra mechanisms or anything like that?
You'd have to get closer than you currently are.
Oh, shit. You say that so ominously. You
put your head next to the door.
Yeah. Let's let Guy do it.
Guy's just brushing his hands rhythmically to a really fun like little tune in his head, and he's going to try and bardically inspire himself.
Okay.
Are you going and helping him, Enkidu?
I don't think I can. I'm very useful here, so I'll let him do it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck me. Don't do that.
What did you get?
I rolled a 3, and then there's a 2 on my bardic inspiration.
Oh,
no.
Gwendolyn turns to Enkidu and is just like, Eldritch Blast?
we can just shoot the door and run in and try to spot somewhere. Who has good vision in the dark?
We all do, apart from you, I think.
Yeah, okay, fine. I can shoot the door.
Yes,
you guys be in front. Find us a spot to hide cover, and then we do that.
Oren pulls down his goggles.
Yeah, okay.
Get whatever information we can.
Yes.
There's not much time.
Don't, Enkidu. Hmm? Don't burn it down. Cool. Right, let's do this.
I don't have fire spells. Eldritch Blast on the door. on the lock.
Okay, can you make 2 attack rolls, please?
Please have an OC of 1. It's a door.
Let's do this. We're still magically enhanced door.
It's a magically reinforced door.
Go.
Listeners, I hope you knew that this whole episode was going to be a door.
June is going to say go and give you guidance just in case you need it, Enkidu.
Wait, where has all of this guidance been, Judah?
What do you mean, where has all this guidance been?
With all of these checks.
I know.
I don't know. I've been thinking about Ruana.
Judah wasn't. Judah was thinking about Ruana flying around. Vibe,
like telling her where to go.
Do you want to look casual, Ruana? Look casual. Yeah.
I think like Juna sort of comes back into the conversation.
Yeah.
First one is a 17.
17 for the first attack.
Ooh, so that's a 25 on the second.
Nice.
I mean, it's a door. Should be able to hit it.
Its AC is 41.
So both of them do collide, but can you only roll damage for one, please?
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, obviously, the hitting the target, super easy, but you can see that the first blast does almost next to no damage to this door.
That's a 7 plus 3, mm-hmm. So that's a 10.
A 10. So, with that second blast, there's a crack that starts forming above sort of the handle and the lock of the door. It sort of spirals a little way into the wood of the main door, but the door holds.
Fucking kick the door down, let's go. Let's go.
Gwendolyn kicks the door.
She's strong, let's go for it.
Yes,
come
Gwendolyn.
On.
Yes, Gwendolyn.
Go on, Gwendolyn, give it a good go.
All right.
Please let this not be a repetition of the statue.
Please,
in the yard.
They're the dumbest idiots ever. Come on.
That is a 22 to hit.
22 does hit, yeah.
Yeah.
We can hit doors.
You can hit doors. Punch the door down.
That's 9 points of damage.
9 points of damage. Yeah, so with Gwendolyn's kick landing exactly where Enkidu's Eldritch Blast had sort of damaged the door, you force it open. You feel the lock buckle and the wood kind of splinters in. Enough that you can just then push the rest of it away and step into the room.
Nice. Move.
Grace here, keeping you updated with all things No Small Roles related. We have some new content coming to our Patreon. The first episode of The Rambler's Rest will be hitting Patreon this September.
Each episode is an informal hangout between Daryl and a cast member of No Small Roles, perhaps a guest player, a superfan, and all sorts of other wonderful people. Head to www.patreon.com/NoSmallRoles to be the first to access this new show. Patrons also get invited to live recordings of No Small Questions. The next NSQ will see myself and Ben Galpin in the hot seat. You can send us your questions via our social media at No Small Roles on Twitter and Instagram. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you haven't already, why not join our lovely Discord chat? You'll find the link in the show notes. Now, I'm going to guess you're probably a fan of podcasts, right? And of course, you're a fan of the wonderful Ben Galpin. How could you not be? So, if you want to get more Ben Galpin in your ear holes, check out seasons 1 and 2 of Victoriosity, a detective comedy podcast set in even greater London, 1887. Victoriosity are preparing for a third season. So, if you like what you hear, please do consider supporting their Kickstarter campaign. In theatre news, there are just a few more opportunities to see Vicky and Daryl in The Comedy of Errors and Ben in Dragons and Mythical Beasts. Moulin Rouge has finally come to an end, but never fear, I shall be returning to the vaults in their next Dragtastic Dining Extravaganza, The Witches of Oz, running from the 21st of September 2022 to the 17th of January 2023. That's all from me for now. Let's get you back to the adventure. So yeah, after I've kicked in the door, I run straight in to allow space for everybody else to run in behind me.
Yeah, running in behind her for sure.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to be just behind Juna, actually. I'll keep behind Juna.
Cool. And then Orin and Gaius.
Yep. Who wants to go at the back?
Who wants to go at the back?
I'll go back.
Cool. I will go behind Akiti then.
Nice. So, you rush in. And first of all, this is very obviously a basement space for the entire building. There are those kind of like carved, like crypt-like columns dotted their way around the space. But the other thing that's probably more catching to your attention is that there is a man, mahogany skin, slightly sweaty, robes on, pushing a heavy chest toward the middle of the room.
Is he a man that I recognise?
You definitely recognise. Mm-hmm. And in fact, as he would have left the carpet factory, all of you would have seen him leaving as well.
Jerick.
No, this is Pellegrin.
Oh, Pellegrin. Oh, shit.
Pellegrin.
Yeah.
Which one was Pellegrin?
Rings.
The
Rings, the boss.
Rings. The guy doing
with
the
Malleus.
Deal
with
Get
Malleus.
Him.
As you sort of rush in, though, and like, again, taking a quick beat on what the room is, whilst there's candles and things around, you can tell that the storage that was in here has been mostly cleared. And he sees you running, no qualms at all, just holds up a hand and goes, I wouldn't, or you'd probably die.
Why? What is that?
What's in the chest?
Oh, it's not the chest. And he just points to the closest column to you, which you can see very clearly is lined with all kinds of like arcane sigils and runes up and down it. He goes, anything passes that, the whole place explodes.
Shit.
Insight check.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Go for it.
I wish I had a dispel magic wand.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good for me, guys. It's a 13. Anyone else?
Yeah, I'll give him an insight check. I don't trust this dude.
Give it a go.
Anybody control him?
Yes.
Ooh.
Orin's too busy looking at the pillars frantically to do insight checks.
23.
Oh, he's 100% telling the truth.
He's not playing.
And he just casually like carries on pushing this large chest toward like a clearing in the middle of the room that's been made.
I would like to cast Charm Person, please.
Yes.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Feel free.
Which is
as you do, the runes around the column just sparkle a little bit, and almost like a wall in front of you just sort of seems to like shimmer. And he goes, nothing's allowed to pass. Nothing. I obviously would set that up for myself. Come on. And he kind of flops himself down on the chest, crosses his arms, and looks at you a little bit. So, points at Enkidu and goes, you're the chap that got Dane.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, well done, well done. It's quite impressive in and of itself.
So is bringing someone back to life. Got incredible means at your disposal.
Wow, I collect things.
Like, lots?
Yeah, all kinds of things.
Is there any sign of a stone cylinder?
Yeah, you can make a quick perception check.
Six.
Six. No, like, again, a lot of the storage in this room and the shelving has been cleared completely. You can tell from the way that he's pushed this chest into the middle, there's a few other crates and things near him as well, mm-hmm. that he's almost formed a little pile where he is.
He's about to teleport, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. David, can I pull out my flute and play it, please? I want to play him a lovely melody. Ooh, this encourages him to come towards us.
Yeah, go for it.
Noise.
Don't know what type. Roll for that.
So it's a charisma saving throw against your spell save.
My spell save is a 15.
Ooh, okay.
That's gone up with your leveling up.
It has.
And I rolled a 17.
Sorry. I agree.
And you can see him, like, react to it. This beautiful noise that comes out. And, like, almost stand up before he's sort of stops and goes, I mean, that's very curious. I'd buy that off of you if we weren't in such a situation.
Mm. I think Orin is walking towards Guy. Like, well, sorry, well.
Generous.
Can I try to pop a mage hand in the space where Pellegrini is to see what happens?
Yeah, you try to again and again. This shimmery wall just appears sort of between the columns almost, blocking the door from the rest of the room.
All right. I whisper to the group, like, teleporting in there seems to be out of the option. I can't pop things into space.
Teleporting in there is not an option for me anyway, so that's fine.
Dave, is there anything in terms of glyphs or things like that on this column that we can see in terms of, like, characters and whatnot?
Yeah, he's not tried to disguise it at all. The sort of there is a small glow to all of these arcane runes and markings up and down this column. It's quite intricate. It's quite an intricate thing that's been detailed there. You can, from a quick look, you could probably tell that it's kind of enacting more than one protective spell in one way or another.
Okay. And Kido, can you do anything about those glyphs? You can do, like, drawing of things and stuff, can't you?
Shit, I don't know.
We could just have a chat.
Okay.
We could have a chat.
Sure. We'd love to hear all about you.
Yeah.
Well, I was more curious about you, actually. It's very bold to just go charging after strangers into the city.
Well, you're not really strangers because you were involved in the attack earlier and we're trying to get to the bottom of it, actually.
Yeah, well, you got all of that from Dane, didn't you? Came back a bit hazy, but he seemed to remember that you were in discussion in some kind.
Well, your future activities are going to be in our way. So, we've wanted to take preventative measures. That's why we're here.
Okay. All right. Couldn't interest you in joining in any way?
Why don't you start by telling us a bit about what you're doing?
Yeah. What would be the benefits of joining?
Yeah.
Just kicking up a bit of fuss. All over the place.
All over the place?
Anywhere you like.
Anywhere we like.
Yeah. All you have to do is cry something or other, blame somebody or other, start a ruckus.
And for what purpose?
Well, just for that purpose.
David, is he buying time?
Oh, make another insight check.
Is he monologuing? Is he doing... Oh, make a monologue check.
18.
18. Partly. You can tell partly. But he is also... He seems really secure in his safety.
All right. You do know who's coming right now to this place.
I mean, I can imagine loads of people are coming to this place, but what's that got to do with anything?
Where are you off to, then? Where would we come to find you if we wanted to join?
Oh, here, there, everywhere. If you're making enough noise, I will come and find you.
Can you be swayed to leave Time and Provost alone?
Not really.
Really? You can't be persuaded to bother someone else over him?
Oh, we will bother other people. We've bothered him for a bit. We'll bother somebody else. We'll bother the whole country if we feel like it. But
why?
Just for fun.
I would like to insight check whether that's the truth, whether it is just fun or there is another reason beneath it.
Yes, please.
Bad. 10.
No, it's hard to tell with him. Following off on from what Dane has said, you kind of get the sense that there isn't much rhyme or reason to their actions.
David, just so I'm clear, so there's two columns on either side of this room. That is in a straight line. Are there any other columns?
So they're kind of dotted around the space. You can tell that this is the support structure for the entire building that you're kind of stood amongst. So yeah, each of these columns kind of like arches its way into the ceiling a bit. And the kind of like three closest to the door that would basically means as you've come in, you could either go like left or forwards. The three columns, you can see that they've all got these little markings on.
Are there any markings on the ceiling?
No, there's no markings on the ceiling.
I'm just going to message Gwen and just say, if we go upstairs and I teleport directly down, do you think that would be useful?
It's worth a try.
I'm just going to try and catch her eye and slowly walk out of the room while they're having a chat.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Does it look like there's any, like, any chinks in the glyph?
Make an arcana check.
Okay.
I've been tugging at your... I tugged at you as well, Gwen, to be like, follow me.
Yeah. Gwendolyn is trying to, like, hoping that the others are going to, as they're distracting and talking to him.
We will clock them leaving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we don't want him to clock us leaving.
I'm 14, and I've used Favoured of the Gods to even get that far.
So, no, it doesn't look like it. You kind of do a quick scan of the columns, and, like, the actual shimmer that you, sort of, as you concentrate on it, you can see it a little bit clearer. It seems pretty solid in as much as a shimmery, iridescent light can look solid.
Can I codex check?
Yeah, if you want to.
Flower check, codex check, inside check, so many checks.
Natural 20. I shit you not.
Natural 20.
I shit you not. Elder walks into the room.
Oh my gosh.
Divine intervention.
Yeah, so Enkidu, this is a fun moment. Enkidu, you take a moment. Sort of go into that inside place, and as it kind of becomes slightly more electronic,
oh my gosh,
you get a very sudden ping almost. You don't even hear Erida's voice. You just do get the sense that she is behind you. Gaius and Gwendolyn, as you are stepping out of the room, three arcanists are coming down the stairs.
Is there also a teapot honking?
There is a teapot honking. Orin, you sort of turn. And they march into the room, and there is like a flurry of spell activity. Like, that dances around all five of you. The column, like all of the arcane runes on it, just suddenly like shatter and dissolve and flutter away. Somebody darts right the way forward. For some reason, Pellegrini's hands are like almost being stretched out as far as he can. And you can see on one of his hands, he only has a single ring left.
Get rid of his ring!
Yeah.
But then, before you can even shout anything out, the whole hand is missing from his arm.
What?
What?
Yeah, these arcanists are for real.
No, if he dies, we don't know anything.
And
I respect the game.
And like, yeah, like he's then just kind of held there, hand on the floor, other hand, no rings on it either. Panic, confusion over his own face, but not a word coming out. And one of the arcanists, a fairly short woman. Dark hair, almond eyes, just approaches you and Kedian goes, don't worry, we're on our way.
Oh. Of course. Yes. We were just up against the time. We were just concerned. We had no way of disabling his wards and got into a little bit of a bother, that's all.
You kept him here, that was good work.
It's mostly him doing the talking. Kedian's sweating profusely.
David, the characteristics, the facial characteristics of this woman, similar to friends of ours?
Yeah, you could say. Similar,
no.
Yeah.
Oh no, I didn't like that. No, don't like that at all.
I will whisper to this woman very quietly. Forgive me, my memory's been a bit hazy of late. It's been a long night. Remind me of your name?
She smiles. Axissa.
Axissa.
Arcanist Axissa Wingthrop.
Ah, I was wondering when. With cross paths.
Well, you should be heading south, shouldn't you? And she walks forward.
Oh.
Sort of kind of like over her shoulder, just sort of glances toward the group of you and says, you can leave.
Don't you need our assistance?
No, we'll be fine.
I think maybe we'll stay all the same, actually.
We did, after all, find where this place was.
Yeah.
At that point, all three of the arcanists turn fully to face you, you five.
Oh, God, yeah.
Nexus goes... No, I don't think that is correct.
Well, this man has information he needs, and he's in the way of my particular mission, so I'd like to stay.
We'll interrogate him, and anything that you need know will be passed to you.
Do I have your word on that?
Indeed.
Insight check.
You can certainly make one. Go on, do it.
As this is happening, June is going to contact Ruana, like, come down, so that she can, like, hide in there if we do have to leave.
Amazing.
David, can they tell when I'm doing magic?
It depends if there are somatic components to it. Yeah, it depends what the components are.
You start waving your hands and I'm just like, nope.
Yeah.
I'm muttering.
I mean, you've got plus 10 to stealth if you stealthily wave your hands.
If I sing a song, do they think it's magic? This frenemy burst out into song.
They're, you can tell from the way that the three of them are standing that they are ready to stop you should anything dangerous be coming from any one of you.
Yeah.
We don't know. We don't recognise anything about the other two Arcanists, do we? They're just not Arcanists we've ever seen or anything.
No, you don't recognise them at all, actually, no. Yeah, this one kind of shaved head, olive-skinned half-elf, sort of fairly angular jaw, who's standing closest to Pellegrini, but the other one's got a long, sort of an orcish woman, long golden braid that comes right the way down to her waist. All three of them in really uniform robes. Mm. These kind of like dark bluish with sort of gold bands.
Did Pellegrini's hand disappear? Or did it fall off?
No, it's on the floor.
Ooh. I want a mage hand and try and nick the ring whilst they're looking at us.
I mean, they're currently stood between you and it, so it would be very obvious. You're welcome to try, but it would be incredibly obvious.
I don't want to leave here with nothing.
What are you gonna do with him?
Interrogate him.
Here?
No. But we'll secure the area first.
Can I
So if you'd like to leave, we can get to work.
Can I twist my ring?
If you want to.
I'm gonna twist my ring of suggestion to the lead to the Wingthorpe and say
Accessor,
and just say for our trouble, because we practically opened the door, you guys just came through. Surely you could just give us the courtesy of letting us ask at least two questions.
What save does she need to make?
Wisdom saving throw.
Oh, great. I'm a wizard.
So I rolled a 12.
Yeah.
What? Total?
Yep.
Yeah.
So you see her eyes glaze slightly. She says, I'll answer your questions. But I'm not sure they will. And one of the Arcanists rushes forward.
Yeah, back.
Faster than any of you can move. And Gaius, you are pinned to the wall. And there is a knife in your ring hand.
Oh, shit. Ooh.
You take 17 points of piercing damage. As it, like, slightly, like, twists and is, like, embedded in the stone.
Ooh. Ooh.
And then slowly, the orcish woman sort of just lifts a hand over, pulls the ring off of your finger.
No!
Pops it in a pocket. Twists the knife back again.
Oh, gosh.
And just, like, unhooks it from the wall and from your hand.
Oh, my gosh.
Guy drops to his knee, holding his, like, bleeding hand.
Guy!
Hey,
Gwendolyn rushes over to him.
Yeah, Orin will rush over.
Guy, would you like some help?
Yes!
Duna's going to hold his hand and cast Cure Wounds.
Axis pauses. She says, I think that's payment enough for two questions.
Is the spell still in effect? Did it still go off?
It still did. Yeah, she's still under the effect of it.
So, two questions. Better be worth it. And Guy's, like, hands are violently shaking, but slightly less because of the healing spell.
Yeah, Juno is healing currently. I'll
please
tell
hold.
You how much.
You're number 8 in the healing queue.
Oh, man.
Your hand is important to us.
Motherfudger, I love that ring.
6. Sorry, Guy.
Yeah, okay, that takes some of the edge off.
David's stealing all our toys.
I know.
Yeah.
I told you to leave, and you decided not to.
Do we get questions? Do we still get questions?
You've got two questions.
Guys, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Ask the questions.
You ask the questions. I don't think.
Ah, crap. Okay, so I'll ask the questions to the rings guy.
Oh, yeah.
God, I really didn't think this. I thought you guys would be doing this.
maybe we should ask what that stone was he was getting. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Or who DR Lycan is?
We can't ask them that straight out.
It's definitely children.
It's definitely goblins. Children. I don't think there's any other words that could write.
It's definitely children.
David said it wasn't.
I think David lied.
He lied, of course.
Do I want to ask? Okay, I can't meta really this, I guess. Are the consortium working with the children?
Nixus kind of looks around and goes, not with them, but hopefully we can use what they've known.
And the last one, I guess, is because she's quite high ranking, ain't she?
Fairly. She's a full arcanist. So.
Yeah. But obviously, we don't want to go to the game or anything.
We don't want to fight her. So.
We don't want to.
Which side of the. Will Tyson be safe?
I can't spell Tyman.
Tyman, I don't freaking know. Tyson, will Mike Tyson be safe? He's a national treasure of America.
As Gaia says that, I kind of like just prop him up a bit, just like reassuring hand on his shoulder, and said, well, these children are causing too much havoc, and we need Tyman to be safe for this certain directive to be achieved.
Accessor kind of tilts her head, side eyes the other two arcanists. Says, of course, all candidates for the throne should be kept safe. That's why we're apprehending this man here. Now, if you could all clear out, I'd hate for more harm to come to you.
How far is the hand? Is it between Exissa, myself, or is it behind?
Nope, it's behind. So it's like you, Exissa, two arcanists, Pellegrini being kind of held slightly aloft, and his hand on the floor behind that. It's away from you.
Pellegrini's been moving a chest, right, to the middle of the room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we still got a question left, right?
No, we've asked two.
No, that was two.
Well, we better let these fine people get to their investigation.
Yeah.
We wish you the best of luck. And Gwendolyn starts to very refinedly start to walk out.
Has Ruana come into the room?
Yeah, I'll say so.
She's like tucked away right by the door in the corner.
Can she make a stealth check?
She can make a stealth check.
Was she with us when I activated Pass Without a Trace?
Not sure. Cause she was flying around, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She might have been up in the air.
Stealth check, yeah?
Yep.
15.
A 15. So she kind of does tuck herself in, but it's not as hidden as you would hope. She's kind of like finds herself a little nook on a shelf, but the shelf is empty apart from her. So they do have an awareness, unfortunately.
Right, back to the Hilton then.
Yeah, let's back out slowly.
Does Rana know that she's been seen?
Yes. Yeah, quick roll. Yeah,
she'll fly out with the others as they leave.
Come on then, let's get out of here.
As Gwendolyn's gone up the stairs first, like, are there other arcanists up in the corridor? Is there other things going on?
Yeah, there's two more stood at the top of the stairs.
So
we can't sneak up to the fourth floor.
Who see you kind of, they're on the ground floor, sort of blocking the stairs. So you come up, realize that you're kind of walking up slowly. There's a like a brief tilt of a head, and you recognize it as a message.
Mm.
And the two of them kind of step out of your way.
They're letting them know that we're on our way out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then Gwendolyn will continue her way out.
Yeah.
I think these people are far too too ruthless and skilled to be tangling with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As they're like walking out, June is going to say to like Gwen and then everyone as they're like coming out the door, she's going to be like, well, you know, there are windows up there and they're shuttered and curtained, but there's nothing to say we can't get in from up there.
In front of the guard?
No, not in front of the guard. In fact, she'll message it. Screw it.
As you are kind of making your way out and you kind of step out into the courtyard a little bit as you're sort of messaging each other, there is a very definite change of atmosphere in this courtyard. Like the people that were just sat on the grass beforehand are kind of packing up, getting a move on. Like people are being super nosy from all of the other shutters, leaning out. They've just seen a whole group of Arcanists come into the building, so everyone's a bit like, ooh, drama's happening down there.
Yeah.
Do you want to linger in the courtyard? Do you want to start making your way somewhere else? Do you want to try to sneak up?
I want to go in those top windows.
Guys, can you get any one of us directly into the room upstairs?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, if you and I go, I can fly us out if you can't teleport us back out.
Yeah, I could do that. We think that's the wisest move here now?
If they try to cast a spell, I can stop them momentarily, and then we'd have to escape.
But then we've got a target on our back from the consortium.
Yeah.
To be honest, they knew we were here anyway.
I think either we all go in or we all don't, right?
Well, basically, I can only take one other person.
Yeah, and they're some powerful magic users there. Although weirdly like knives rather than magic.
Well, not everyone in the consortium is a mage, right? They've got to have assistants who can have a bit of muscle.
Oh.
Some knife work, you know?
I hadn't thought of that.
It was a definite magical movement.
No. Oh, shit. Oh,
okay.
Is the point to get over to Gaius.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. It was kind of sexy. It's kind of intimate.
They might not realise that the top floor is of interest.
They might not, if we're quick.
We could come back later, just as a thought.
They would have cleared the place out by later.
If they know that the top floor is of interest, which they might not.
Well, they're definitely going to search the building, though.
Squid, you're right. Let's just go. Let's do this thing.
Yeah? Who are you taking?
Someone who can fly us out the back window.
Okay.
Well, let us make sure that we're out of their eyesight before we start doing anything.
You still have plus 10 to stealth.
Yeah, but...
Oh, you two will. We won't if we're away from you.
We're about to not...
Oh, shit, yeah, you're right.
If you're going in, I can be outside the window. I can fly up.
Can you be invisible? Or
no?
They'll be able to
That's the spell I didn't choose.
I think that wouldn't be a good idea, because then they'll be like, ah, that woman is flying near the window.
I think the last time we split, it did not go well.
Yeah.
So I just was trying to make it not just be the two of you.
And as a wild other idea.
Go on.
I could change my appearance to look like another Arcanist.
Yeah.
Oh, I could also do that.
As can I. And I worried that the problem is that they're constantly messaging each other. Is like, you know.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's going to work. I don't know about sending two of you up there.
Is Aggie still in the corridor? You leave her in the corridor?
I think she's probably come with me.
Yeah. A little honking teapot. Yeah.
I think she gave herself away.
They haven't stamped on her, that's a minor miracle.
David, sorry.
He was honking angrily at some Arcanist.
Juna, did the upstairs have windows that looked out to a different space than the square? Because I guess in some ways we could teleport up there, have a look around, and we could go out a different way from the court.
And fly the other way.
Wasn't there?
DM, did Ruana see those things?
So there are windows on sort of like three sides of the building. Two of them face alleyways and one of them faces the courtyard.
And then the rest joined onto the back of another building?
Mm.
Could we get up into the other building maybe?
Maybe.
Which they might not be looking at.
Or at least we could be down in the other alleyway that backs onto it. If you two then try and jump up from there. Said Ben.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, Orin explains what Ben explained.
I'm willing to do it, but we just gotta realize, like, if we get caught, it's gonna be in a lot of hot water.
Yeah,
we already are, to be honest.
I know, but you'll be in hot water by yourselves. We've just seen a probably fairly minor demonstration of their power, and as much as we want to find out about this, Children of Havoc. Thank you. Thanks, Juna. As much as we want to find out about the Children of Havoc, we do also have our bigger mission in place.
Yeah.
This could be connected.
It could be connected.
But we could also be getting ourselves more on the wrong side of the consortium, where we'd quite like to go and find out what we can there.
Yeah, in a, you know, slightly more below the radar thing than teleporting into a building that they're probably infiltrating at this point and examining very closely.
Well, we know there are five of them. Five of them? Yeah.
At least.
At least.
At least. And
we don't have a lot of time before more
show up. So we either quickly teleport in, have a quick whip around and escape immediately, or we walk away.
I think sometimes we need to walk away.
I think Gild is right.
I think so too.
Gaius?
Yeah, I think I'm happy with either decision, but, you know, yeah, I'm happy with either. So I'm on the fence about both. I'm happy to go with the group.
I mean, we've lost you once already, Enkidu. I don't hugely want to lose you again.
Yeah, buddy. It's like, you know, answers can be found another day.
Is there anything like a loose rock or something on the ground?
Yeah. Loose cobblestones, I think.
Enkidu would just pick it up and just throw it in frustration at a wall. Just, fuck! And just walk back to the way we came to get here in the first place.
And that's where we're in the episode.
No, oh, God's sake. That's so frustrating.
Yeah.
Oh. I just feel like if they are up in that attic, that's just like a suicide mission.
Fly away?
I mean, considering that y'all need a long rest.
Yeah. You say just fly away. Yeah. They're high-level arcanists. They will just dispel that.
I was ready
they will
for
just counterspell that. No, they are like level 20. They're just going to counterspell that. You're like, I cast fly, counterspell. I die.
Duna dies.
Although I suppose Axis won't let.
Axis won't kill.
Well, just make another one.
One who actually goes south.
Yeah, this one seems to be dodgy and isn't obeying orders properly. Let's make one that's more compliant.
Yeah.
Ooh, fun.
Tense.
Good game, David.
Yeah.
Good game.
You have been listening to David Knight as your Dungeon Master, Ben Galpin as Orin, Chris Watts as Gaius, Daryl Bailey as Enkidu, Grace Kelly Miller as Gwendolyn, and Vicky Gaskin as Juna. Original music by David Knight. Please tell your friends, subscribe, and follow us on all the social media. Thank you for listening to No Small Roles. Anon for now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.